Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's my college football game preview this morning. The Clemson Tigers taking on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my deducer, Mr. Logan Landis. Let's talk about this big game, the biggest game in the ACC on Saturday. The Clemson Tigers coming in ranked number 5th, taking on Wake Forest, going up there to Wake Forest, playing the Demon Deacons. Let me start with them first. They're going up there to Winston-Salem. Start with their quarterback, Sam Hartman. A lot of people are saying he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country right now, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. But what I like about him, he's been very consistent. And he's a guy that can hurt you with his legs. But I like what he's done through the air this year. 625 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, only 2 INTs. He's got an outstanding receiving core. Probably the best in the ACC. Keyshawn Williams and A.T. Perry. 2 very, very excellent football players. But what I like about the Demon Deacons are who they got in the backfield. Christian Turner out of Bruford High School. Believe it or not, I saw this young man play as a 10th grader with Bruford against Cartersville back in high school football in Georgia in the Georgia Dome, not the Mercedes-Benz or Georgia Dome. And as a sophomore, this young man is one of the best players on the field. Actually, he was the second best player on the field. And like I said, remember the school I mentioned in Cartersville? It was Bruford going up against Cartersville. You know who the other player on the field who was the best player? He was a 6'2", 6'3", kid, about 160 pounds, Trevor Lawrence. And we know where he's at. He's in Duval County right now, quarterbacking the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Deacons also play defense. They're a type of team that's got a lot of playmakers on the defensive side of ball. Ronnell Boyroy is an excellent football player, 2 sacks on the year. Transfer Cleveland Gardens is an excellent football player, 1 interception on the year. Now let's get to the Clemson Tigers. Tell you this, what I like about Clemson, I really like their head coach, Dabo Swinney. He's a guy that's built that Clemson program over the last few years into a national prominence. They took a step back. They went 10-3 on the year. But one thing I like about him, he stayed with DJU at the quarterback position. The young man struggled last year. Let's make no bones about it. Even this year, he hasn't really gotten out to the gates, but he's played better than last year. But Dabo Swinney is a guy that he doesn't go in the transfer portal a lot. He hasn't gotten a lot of players. Clemson builds within, and he recruits a certain type of player. And what I like about him, he's built an outstanding culture. Dabo Swinney is the man. Let's talk about the Tigers, though. The one thing about Clemson, before we get to the offensive side of the ball, what I have respect about them over the years, if you look at the history of Clemson football, they always going to have them stars on Broadway, on defense. I could go back to Jeff Davis, Jim Stuckey, Jeff Bryant, Chester McLaughlin, Levon Kirkland, Wayne Simmons, Brian Dawkins, Robert O'Neill, John Johnson, Vance Heyman, Preston Buckner. Boy, that always have them dogs on defense. This year, make no bones about it. A lot of people saying Clemson defense is kind of not what it need to be. But what I'm seeing is by the time the season rolls around to get into it, KJ Henry is going to be special. Tyler Davis is going to be special. Jeremiah Trotter II going to be special. Baron Carter is going to be special. Nate Wiggins is going to be special. Malcolm Green is going to be special. Tyler Phillips is going to be special. Fred Davis is going to be special. Shelton Jones is going to be special. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, and from our people here at 100 Yards Football, our hearts go out to Brian Breezy, defensive tackle Clemson, potential first-round draft pick in the 2023 NFL draft. He lost his sister last week to cancer. And I like what Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Nation has done for him. Outstanding football player. But, man, my heart goes out to you and your family. And as I mentioned here, 100 Yards Football, I like to say, man, our hearts are with you and your family. And one other thing before I move on to talk about the Clemson's offense, I want to give special thanks to the class act of Louisiana Tech University and Ruston, Louisiana, for every player on that football team writing that young man a letter. That's class. That's class. Now let's get to the Clemson Tigers offensive. It's all about DJU, man. California Yae. So far this season, 662 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 INT. But he's getting better. I heard something on the other talk show this morning. A caller called in. I'm not putting the show out there. But they mentioned the Clemson receivers are still dropping a lot of passes. But that's all right. Clemson is still moving along. This game is going to tell you a lot about where their receiving core is at. And I got a lot of confidence in Bo Collins and Antonio Williams. 291 yards, 4 touchdowns combined on the season. And then Will Shipley, Christian McCaffrey too. 249 yards, 6 touchdowns. The Clemson Tigers are going to be all right, man. And this Saturday, I think they're going to make a whole statement. And I'll be reminiscent. I forgot one other player that who I think is a top 10 pick in the NFL draft next year. Trenton Simpson is out of that great line of great defensive players I just mentioned at Clemson. 19 tackles on the year. Take Clemson in this football game. I think Clemson is going to make a statement. Clemson 31, Wake Forest 17. Dabo Swinney, you got something special up there. And when you look at Clemson and you look at the players that came out of there, that's why Clemson Nation is real tight-knit. Clemson is going to be back, and you're going to see it on Saturday against Wake Forest. One more time, Clemson 31, Wake Forest 17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards of Football. Tigers, that defense, William Perry, the fridge, Michael Dean, Patrick Sapp, Holy Jesus, Dexter McClendon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.